The best new music with Bridget Huskwaite.
Good nights. Triple J.
Greg Gable is a very interesting band, one that I've been kind of wanted to have a little poke at for a little while because I don't know if you feel like this is a an accurate kind of analysis, but I really feel you guys are kind of in the same basket as like Lime Cordial and the Vans and Ocean Alley in that you're quiet achievers and you've been working really hard on the live scene and you've done so much to build such a crazy loyal following. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, well, we're really lucky that people kept coming to the shows, really. Like, obviously, we just started gigging around. Like, we didn't really make much of it back when we, you know, started. You know, it took a little while for us to figure things out, which I think's been great for us. If we wrote the album anytime sooner or, like, you know, started getting a bit of hype around us anytime sooner, it probably would have been too soon for us. I think we really needed to, like, get around there and gig and learn what we're doing properly and just, you know, get better at writing songs and stuff. So I think that's what's been awesome about, like, taking our time with it. But, you know, if you asked me, like, 2 years ago, like, why aren't things, like, really moving, I probably couldn't tell you. And we used to get really frustrated by it, but we realize now that, like, you know, there's no rush, obviously. So it's been really cool getting some support behind us.
Yeah, well, good things take time and I think it makes you, yeah, appreciate that whole journey and get more out of it. We've got a debut album. So it's called Tracing Faces. 7th of August is its release date. And you guys have been working on it with Matt Corby, right? Because he co-produced All My Friends. So he's lent more of a hand in the album process.
Yeah, he was because he lives like around the corner from the studio we're in Byron Bay. I think the studio is called Music Farm, and he lives like relatively close. And we got in contact with him through like our other producer Alex, and he heard all the songs through like, you know, the demos that we'd made from down in the Chestnut Farm and stuff like that. And he liked it, wanted to get involved. So we honestly couldn't believe it. Like the lead guitarist and I, Preeny. I remember we used to go to like Corby's backyard gigs and stuff like that when we were like 19, 20, and just think the guy was just like this unreal muso and just wrote beautiful songs. And then we used to watch, we went to all of his shows in Perth, but then turns out we get to write an album with him, which is epic.
That is insane. So you're talking about those Secret Garden shows that he used to do. I remember those.
Yeah, that was so cool. Like it was like we'd be watching like 60 other people or something like that. I remember we got to meet him and like hold his guitars and stuff like that, and Preeny and I were freaking out.
I can't even imagine that process of you'd be learning so much from Matt Corby. That's so cool. Like what a flex.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'd find myself, you know, we'd be like nutting out the harmonies, and normally it's just, you know, just me worrying about him. But then, you know, I had Corby like stood next to me telling me kind of what to sing and like, you know, helping me out with a few things. And that was, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was just like listening to him sing. I was just like, are you sure you don't want to just do this?
You just want to take the record.
Yeah, do you just want to get this one out for yourself? Is it something like that? But nah, he's a legend. Hey, couldn't have gone any better with him.
That's so cool that this has even happened. You are listening to Good Nights on Triple J. Bridget with you. Alex from Great Gable joining us, just premiered new track Blur, taken off the debut album, which is dropping on the 7th of August, Tracing Faces. And yes, some live dates to go with it, Alex. For anyone, I mean, who's never seen you guys, what can they expect?
To be honest, I think I've just about forgotten like what it's like to play a live show. Like, especially by October, we should have a really tight, fun set. And just it's always just a laugh. Like when we get up there, none of us take anything too seriously. We like to just play a good set, really, and make sure all the fans are having fun, because we still kind of flip out that we're, you know, we'll find ourselves playing, you know, Wellington in New Zealand, and everyone's like singing the lyrics, and we're just like, what's this about? So we just try and like bask in it, I suppose, and just try and make sure that everyone's having fun.
So amazing. And it's going to be an extra special feeling, yeah, come October when you do get to return to the stage and everyone's going to just be so excited to experience live music again. So really excited for it. Alex, thanks so much for jumping on to premiere this new song Blur and to share the news about the debut album Tracing Faces. We can't wait to hear it in August.
No worries. Thanks, Bridget.
The best new music with Bridget Huskwaite.
Good nights. on Triple J.